Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I love love, or as the French call it, le bibliothèque. And I like to keep you up on all the latest trends in the world of love and dating and my sexy segment,
Romanceplaining with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome to the Love Den. First up on Romanceplaining, there's a new trend for folks who are already coupled up because reportedly non-monogamy is on the rise. Really sounds like that story was written by a guy who wants to have sex with other people. More breaking news from the same author. Studies show key to long life is butt stuff. I'm pretty sure my writers just wanted me to say the phrase butt stuff. No surprise, non-monogamy can be complicated. If you want to try it, you've got to set some ground rules from the beginning, like whether or not you and your partner want to listen to stories about each other's non-monogamous encounters. And I'm guessing that's harder on whoever's had the fewer encounters. Oh, so you and Raul made love right there on the beach? Well, I also did something pretty wild in public. I cried on a bench. Right over there, where I could see you and Raul the whole time. Next up, many singles are so busy that they are falling victim to something called only plans, where potential partners always make plans but never actually get together in person. Doesn't sound that bad to me. My idea of phone sex is getting a call that says that the dinner has been canceled. Ooh, let me tell you what I'm wearing tonight. A ketchup-stained hoodie, sweatpants, and mismatched socks. But for singles, this behavior can be troubling. Maybe the other person's busy, but only plans could be a sign that a potential partner is uncertain about whether they truly want to date anyone properly at all, aka hesitating. Or maybe they just want to spend time alone, a phenomenon experts call master dating. Next up, we're hearing about a post-breakup trend inspired by celebrities like Olivia Wilde and Kim Kardashian called 180 dating, where you rebound by starting a relationship with a younger, unexpected partner. Of course, this has been a trend for a long time with middle-aged men who call it, "Hey, kids, remember your au pair?" Wow. That struck an unexpected nerve. Someone has an au pair. The article that made up this trend says that 180 dating can help people feel rejuvenated and re-energized after a tough time. It's often about feeling silly, spirited, and sexy again. But if you're looking for a massive age difference to make you feel rejuvenated, re-energized, and silly, why not show up to your next party with Dick Van Dyke? At 97, that man can still sweep a chimney.
There you go.
Finally, if you feel like people are playing too many games, you'll be glad to learn about bay reeling, which is the rise of authentic and true self dating profiles where singles share unfiltered pictures, honest commentary, and play no games. That kind of honesty is refreshing. Instead of a profile pic of you with a tiger, just post one of you with Tony the Tiger. But there are many more new dating trends out there, and we know all about them because we made them up. For example, if non-monogamy isn't for you, try mumnogamy, where you can't date at all because no one is good enough for your mother. I sent her home, Brian. Only loose women wear corduroy. Zip, 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 zip. You know what that sound is. If you're looking to follow the latest celebrity dating trends, you should try avatar twoing. That's when you wait 13 years to get back together with someone, and when you finally do, you're like, this is basically the same thing, except we're doing it in front of a whale. May Ewa be with you. Finally, if you're not into 180 dating, you should try I-80 dating, which is when you go out with whoever you find on the off-ramp between Parsippany and Hackensack.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back on February 13th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.